Joe-san, good morning.
各位，早上好。
How is everyone doing?
大家都好吗？
大家好，大家好。Merry Christmas.
圣诞快乐。
I don't think we hear that often enough in modern society, right? Merry Christmas.
我知道在现在的社会里面，我们不太明白这个意思。我们大家都说圣诞快乐。
We have a lot to be thankful for today.
我们今天有很多的事情要去感恩的。
There's a lot of things we're celebrating today.
今天我们要在庆祝很多的东西。
Not only are we celebrating the birth of Christ.
我们不单单是要是去庆祝耶稣基督的诞生。
But we're also celebrating 11 individuals.
我们也要去庆祝今天有11位的弟兄姐妹。
Who's going to publicly declare that they belong to Jesus?
他们今天会很正式的去声明他们是属于耶稣的。
To Jesus alone.
只属于耶稣。
Amen?
Amen.
Amen? You can still change your mind, you know that, right?
你们仍然还有机会去改变你们的心思的，对不对？
I got a question for you this morning.
我今天对你们有一个的问题。
Where will you be celebrating Christmas this year?
今年你们在哪个地方会去庆祝圣诞呢？
Think about it. Where will you be celebrating Christmas?
今天你们会去什么地方去庆祝圣诞呢？
It's hard to believe Christmas is in 3 days. Right?
我们也很难相信说圣诞节只有三天时间了。
But I don't know about you, whether you follow the news or not.
我不知道你有没有去关注新闻。
Especially when it comes to the royal family.
特别是有关那个英国皇家的消息。
You know, the news says the royal family has chose to celebrate Christmas in Canada.
那个在新闻里面说英国皇家的他们的选择会在加拿大来庆祝圣诞。
Prince Harry.
Henry 那个王子。
And then Princess Meghan Markle says Canada will be their home for Christmas this year.
公主玛格丽，她也说要来加拿大来那个庆祝圣诞。
Since we're talking about the royal family,
既然我们去说讲到那个皇家
，I'm going to rewind time a little bit.
我会把时间往回溯一下。
Last September,
去年的那个九月。
You know, Princess Meghan Markle.
玛格丽那个公主
sent social media into overdrive, into a frenzy.
她去的那个她的那个社交网站上面去说
，Why？
为什么呢
？She was spotted.
她被发现了
，You know, closing her own car door.
在她的那个自己的车的里面
，You know, closing. You know, everyone when they get out of the car, what's the thing you do? You should close your door.
当你每一个人进到你的车里面的时候，你一件事情就是要把门关起来。
But when it comes to royalty,
但是当来到那个对于那个皇家来说
，That's a no-no.
那个是不是这样子的。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because someone is supposed to close the door for you.
因为其他的人会来为你把门关上。
So many people took to social media.
所以很多人去的社交网站上面。
They say, "Wow, Meghan is so down to earth."
她自己因为她自己关了门，他们说哦，她这个公主是那么的去那个平易近人。
She's so humble.
她是那么的那个谦卑。
But at the same time, she must have put someone out of work.
但是在同样的时候，她可能就把某些人的工作给去掉了。
They praise her for a princess that still takes time to shut her own car door.
那些人们去那个赞美那个的公主，说她自己能够去为自己去关那个的车门。
Since we're rewinding time,
但是既然我们往回去想是以前的事情
，we're going to rewind it about 2,000 plus years ago.
我们现在会回想到2000年以前。
In an even more shocking event,
在那个更加令人震惊的事情是
，the world.
这个的世界
did not understand
不能够明白
when the King of Kings
当那个万王之王
when the Lord of Lords
当万主之主
he humbled himself
他谦卑的他自己
and took on the form of a servant
取了人的奴仆的样式
and was born in the most humble of circumstances
在一个的非常卑微的一种的境况下面去出生。
This morning's passage.
今天我们要读的经文
is taken from the Gospel of Luke.
是从那个路加福音
the second chapter.
第二章
and it's quite striking.
是非常的惊人的
There's a lot I can say about this passage.
这一节的经文我有很多我可以去讲
But I'm just going to focus on one point.
但是今天我只是去注重一个点
I'm going to explain it.
我会去讲解
with the help of the Spirit
在那个圣经的帮助下边
and I'm going to humbly sit down when I'm done
当我讲完以后我会谦卑的我去坐下
does that sound good
好不好
I get an amen out of that
好不好
？All right, this side's good. This side, I don't know what's going on, but why don't we pray before we start?
当我们开始之前，我们先祷告。
Father, we thank you for today.
天父，我们今天为了今天献上祷告。
You're the reason for this season.
你是我们这一个庆祝的季节的那个原因。
And we come and celebrate your birth.
我们今天来庆祝你的生日。
We celebrate the hope.
我们来庆祝这个盼望。
We celebrate the peace.
我们庆祝这个平安。
We celebrate the joy.
我们庆祝那个的喜乐。
To all mankind.
对所有的人。
So Father, as we dig into your word.
我们今天要在你的圣经里面去进深。
I pray that your word would minister to us.
我们祷告你的话语能够使我们能够得到帮助。
Right where we are.
就在我们现在这个时候。
In the humble name of Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣那个圣名祷告。
Amen. Amen. What is the main thought, the main sentence?
我们这句最主要的话语里面的最重要的一点是什么呢？
Is to ask this.
是来问这一个。
What God does?
神做什么？
Looks extremely humble on earth.
在这个世界里面被看起来是很谦卑的。
But it's hugely significant.
但是又会是非常非常的重要的。
In heaven.
在天上。
So what God does.
神所做的。
In our eyes, it's extremely humble.
在我们的眼里面是非常的谦卑。
It just seems it's very little.
似乎是非常非常的不重要。
But if you flip it the other way around.
但是你如果把它跟另一个方面去看的话。
It's hugely significant.
却是非常非常的重要。
In the eyes of God in heaven.
在天上的父神的眼里面。
So why don't we look on the first side of the coin first?
当我们先看的那个硬币的一面的时候。
What God does.
神所做的。
Is extremely humble on earth.
是在世人的眼里看来是非常的卑微的。
See the birth of Jesus.
那个耶稣基督的诞生。
Becomes, it starts with a historical situation.
在历史的这个事件里面。
At first glance.
在你刚一看他的时候，这件事情的时候
，It seems like things are out of control for Mary and Joseph.
似乎这件事一些事情对那个Mary 和那个约瑟非常的那个混乱的是一种事情。
So if you look at verse 1 and verse 6,
你如果看第一和第六节
，It begins with a Greek phrase.
这里讲到
，And it could be translated like such.
可以这样子去翻译。
And it happened.
这样事情是这样发生的。
It's sort of like you still telling a story, and you sort of say, "And it happened."
那个你好像你在那个讲一个故事说，说哦，这个故事发生了。
Sort of like you walking down the street, and it happened.
哎，你走到了那个街上去，马路上去，事情就发生了。
You living a very ordinary life, and it happened.
你有一个非常普通的一个生活，事情发生了。
So Luke wants us to take notice towards what has happened.
那个路加让我们去那个注重说，在那个时候什么事情发生了。
It looks like an ordinary flow of events.
似乎是一个非常那个普通的一件事情。
But all of a sudden, it seems like no one's in charge.
似乎在那个时候是没有人去那个去掌管。
With things unfolding outside of Mary and Joseph's control.
当那个事情在那个发生在出乎了那个Mary 和 Joseph 的那个掌控当中。
Let's ask ourselves for a quick second.
那我们问问我们自己。
We often feel like that sometimes.
我们有时候也会这样子感受到。
Sometimes things are beyond our control.
有些时候事情是超出了我们的掌控。
Sort of spirals out of control.
似乎事情是非常非常严重的，是去那个样子去出乎了我们的那个能够去控制的。
And sometimes when things are out of control, we do the best we can to cope.
当事情出了乎了我们能够掌控的，我们就做我们所能够做的去面对。
In this case,
在这件事情里面
，Mary and Joseph was not in charge.
那个 Mary 和 Joseph 他们不是在掌控的当中。
But someone else is in charge.
但是在其他的人在掌控。
If you look in the passage,
你看这一段的经文。
It says in those days,
在那个的日子里面
，a decree was out from Caesar Augustus.
当那个的旨意从那个凯撒那边出来，奥古斯丁。
Everyone needs to be registered.
每一个人都要回去要去注册。
This was the first registration.
这是第一次的那个人口普查。
So Luke could not be clearer. He's spelt it out, right?
路加非常清楚地把这个事情给写出来了。
So where's the action?
那些的有些什么事情接着发生呢？
It's in Rome, right?
在那个罗马。
home to Caesar Augustus.
在那个奥古斯丁的那个的住的地方。
A census.
是人口普查。
A well-organized system.
这非常有规划的一件的事情。
That includes, you know, registration. So that the, you know, they know how many paying tax people they are, right?
所以通过这个，他们可以想就知道有多少人是那个赋税的。
Mary and Joseph.
那个 Mary 和 Joseph.
They're caught in the circumstance.
他们就在这件事情被在这件事情的发生的当中。
It's out of their control.
是不在他们自己能够掌控的事情当中。
So they end up far from home, and where did they end up? They end up in Bethlehem.
他们就要离开自己所住的地方，他们去到了伯利恒。
And we read really simply.
我们读的话很简单的去读。
You turn to verse 6 and 7. It's not up there,
看看那个,
but you turn to verse 6 and 7.
第六、第七节。
You see, while they were there.
当他们在那里的时候
，It's time to for the baby to be born.
那个小孩要出生了。
And she gave, you know, birth to her firstborn.
那个Mary 就给了她的第一个小孩，在那边出生了。
A son.
一个儿子。
She wrapped him in clothes.
她把他包在那个布里面。
And placed him in the manger.
把他放在了那个马槽当中。
Why?
为什么?
Because there's no room available for them.
因为在那个地方没有地方可以给他们住的。
See, a scholar puts it very interesting.
那些学者们把这个东西放在一个很有趣的一个的角度来看。
You want to do large things famous.
如果你想要做很大的、很出名的事情。
And you want to do it fast.
你想做很快的话。
Because large things you want everyone to know, you want to do it quick, so everyone will say, yeah, right?
如果那些大的事情你想要做的很大很快，所有的人都说 yeah, 很好。
That's Caesar.
那个是凯撒。
He wants everyone to come.
他想所有的人都来。
He wants everyone to come quick.
他想所有的人快快的来。
He wants them to know who he is.
他想所有的人知道他是谁。
Because I'm the man, I'm Caesar, and you got to bow to me, right?
他想要所有的人说都知道他是凯撒，所有的人都要向他俯拜。
See, a lot of times,
很多的时候
we think God should work that way too.
我们想神也应该是要这样子来。
But most things that truly matters,
但是真正能够那个重要的事情是
needs small acts of love,
需要有一点点的爱
overlooked love,
去忽略的爱
over a long period of time,
在很长的一段时间里面
see that's how God operates,
是这样，这个才神是这样去运作的
what God does,
神所做的
in our eyes,
在我们的眼里面
looks extremely humble on earth.
是在非常非常极端的谦卑微。
Guys, it's Bethlehem.
在伯利恒。
Bethlehem.
伯利恒。
Just a little town.
这个很小的一个小镇。
That's in the skirts. That's out there, way in the skirts.
在非常非常的那个不是很多人的地方。
It's not Jerusalem.
不是在耶路撒冷。
It's not Hebron.
也不在那个西伯伦。
It's the town overshadowed by Herodom.
在那是一个那个在那个 Herodom 那个地方很旁边的一个的小镇。
And where was Jesus born?
这个那个就是耶稣基督所诞生的地方。
In an animal enclosure.
And 在那个很多其他的动物在那个附近的时候。
See some translations say it's possibly even like a cave, right?
那有些那个翻译的译本说可能是在一个的洞里面。
Like way underground.
在那个的地下的一个洞里。
See, usually when society paints the nativity scene.
当很多的人去描述那个耶稣那个诞生的那景象的那个情景
，It's a beautiful picture，
是一个很美的一个的图画
，It's very quaint，
是非常的平静
，It's something you would hang on the wall and be proud of it， right？
You can 可以把它给挂在墙上，你就会为它会觉得说很自豪。
But when all the dust settles，
但是所有这些所要表述的
，Jesus is actually born in an animal enclosure。
那个耶稣却是在所有的那个的马槽里面去诞生
，even possibly underground in a cave。
也可能说，有些人说可能是在那个地下的一个洞穴里面
，the lower level of the house。
在那个房子的那个地窖里面
，what is it used for？
那个是用来干嘛的
？It's used to feed animals。
是用来去喂那些动物的
，and allow them to sleep there。
去让那些牲畜在里面睡觉的。
That's where Jesus was born.
那个是就耶稣基督所诞生的地方。
And that's where he lay.
这是他在那边说躺在那个地方。
In the feeding trough.
在那个马槽的里面。
But here's the thing.
在这次我们这样子来看。
Why is that significant?
为什么这个是有那么重要的意义呢
？As much as we think it's humble.
我们去能够想得到的那种的卑微。
Why was it significant?
为什么这个有那么的重要？
He was noticed by shepherds.
他被那些牧羊人去那个注意到了。
And no one else at that time.
在那个时候没有其他的人看到。
You know, shepherds were seen as ordinary people.
那个牧羊人是非常的普通的人。
See, if you truly ask yourself deep down inside, I think majority of us say we are ordinary people.
如果我们大家都问我们自己的话，我们都会说我们也是很普通的人。
See, Jesus was not born in a palace next to a king, right?
耶稣没有在宫殿里面，在国王的那个面前去诞生。
He was not born in a golden basin, right?
他也没有在一个金的那个盆子里面放在里面。
But Jesus took on a humble shape and was born next to ordinary people.
那个耶稣却取了一个非常普通的样式，就在出生在所有的普通人的当中。
Back then, ordinary people were shepherds.
在那个时候，就是那个普通人，就像那个牧羊人一样。
They're seen as nobodies.
他们是被人所忽略的。
Their only claim to fame is they work hard every day and they bring some money home. So they could eat and live.
他们每天就是不断的工作，能够挣一点钱，回到家里面去养家。
See, Luke is an amazing storyteller.
那个路加是一个很有非常好的一个的那个讲故事的人。
It's amazing how God just orchestrated everything.
非常的那个奇妙，神就是在当中的这种的在当中去计划。
See, look at these comparisons.
我们这样看这样一个对比。
First, it says it came to pass, right? It came to pass.
Yeah.讲的说那个我们讲的过去了。
So things sort of just happened, right?
事情就已经发生了。
That's like we're saying it came to pass, right?
就说那这个事情已经过去了。
Versus,
去对比。
God is orchestrating events.
神在当中去策划计划。
See from society standpoint, everything just came to pass.
从社区的里面说，所有的事情都在过去。
They say things are out of control. We got to answer to Caesar. This is not right.
那个似乎事情是那个不能在自己的掌控里面，我们要去那个回应那个凯撒的那个旨意。
But beneath it all.
但如果你不管你相不相信
，God is actually orchestrating events.
但我不管你相不相信，实际上神在当中才是掌管的。
We could talk about the authority of Caesar and Rome.
我们可以讲到那个凯撒的权力，或者是罗马的权力。
Versus,
去对比
those with no power,
对比那些没有任何权力的人。
But those with no power,
所有那对于那些没有权力的人
are actually under the mighty power of a God Almighty.
或者是说那些在于神的那个大能的掌权的下面。
See Caesar,
那个凯撒
is clothed in luxury.
那个凯撒或者是穿着那个奢侈的那种的衣服。
But Jesus,
那耶稣,
the King of the world,
那个所有全世界的王,
was born in a feeding trough.
是却是在那个马槽当中降世。
See the esteem of the world.
这个所以看的这个世界的所尊严的。
Versus the birth of a baby surrounded by low wage workers.
去对比说一个那个婴孩却在这种卑微的情况里面去诞生。
Who sleeps outside?
睡在外面。
So what God does,
神所做的
looks humble on earth.
在世人的眼光里面是卑微的。
So who is this baby?
谁？这个是哪？这个婴孩是谁呢？
I love it. The angel uses three terms.
那个天使用了三个的语言语那个词去描述他。
That don't appear anywhere in the New Testament together.
没有在新约里面，没有在任何一个地方一起出现的。
Who is this Jesus?
谁？这个耶稣是谁呢？
Who is this Jesus that these 11 people are willing to publicly proclaim this morning?
那个，这是耶稣基督是谁？就是我们在这个十一位的弟兄，他们愿意在大众的面前去声明呢？
Yes, he has a significant place in heaven.
他在天上有非常重要的位置。
To many of us, he's a nobody. He's just a humble, lowly being.
或者对我们有些人所有的人来说，可能他非常非常的卑微，他不是一个什么很重要。
But hear what Luke says.
在这里，路加说
，Who is Jesus?
谁是耶稣呢
？He's our savior.
他是我们的救主。
Right? He delivers people from their enemies, including our spiritual enemies.
他将我们从敌人的，或者是也包括那些属灵的敌人的里面拯救出来。
Not only does he save us,
他不单是拯救我们
，He's also our Christ, the Messiah.
他也是耶稣基督。
See, the one that's been promised for many, many, many years.
是所神所那个应许给我们的很多很多年以前就应许的。
See, the prophet Isaiah foretold the birth of Jesus in the Old Testament already, right?
圣经的旧约里面那个以赛亚先知在旧约里面已经给我们预言了。
So he's our savior.
他是我们的救主。
He's Christ the Messiah.
他是基督那位救主。
And third but not least, he's the Lord.
他也是我们的主。
The sovereign and divine.
是那个掌权的主。
And an angel showed up.
那个天使显现。
With an announcement.
并且声明。
He says, "Yo, don't be terrified."
他跟那些牧羊人说，不要害怕。
Don't be terrified.
不要害怕。
Isn't that cool?
这非常美好的一件事，一个景象。
See, when what God does looks humble on earth.
当神在世人的眼里面是卑微的，看这样的情况下边。
But when we really pull it all back, it's truly significant.
但是我们真正的去看里面的意义，是真正的是如何的重要。
When Jesus humbled himself,
当耶稣卑微他自己
almost went unnoticed on earth.
差不多是在没有人能够注意到的情况下面出生。
I want to close this morning.
我想在这样子，今天我这样子来结束我的讲所讲的。
For us to think about two differences that should make in our life.
我们去考虑两样的事情是在我们生命里面去改变的。
First thing is this.
第一件。
As we go this week, think about this.
我们今这个星这个来的这个星期，我们去思想这样的一件事情。
Let's look at the nature of God.
我们去看一看神所创造的大自然。
Let's take a bird's eye view at the nature of God.
我们去看一看那个神的那个属性。
How willing God is to serve, right?
神是那个有多么的那个去是服侍。
Think about it, a God that's willing to serve us.
神他愿意去服侍我们。
Who are we?
我们是什么人呢？
We think we all that, but when all the dust settles, who are we?
当所有的事情停下来以后，我们想想我们到底是什么人呢？
That the God Almighty is willing to come down to serve us.
那万王之王他愿意谦卑来到世上去侍奉我们，服侍我们。
See, in reality, he deserves our service. He deserves our devotion.
真正的事情意义上面，他是能我们是应该去侍奉他，他能是要得到我们的侍奉的。
Yet God is so giving.
但是神却是如此的那个的大方，他愿意来侍奉我们。
He's so generous.
他是那么的那个的大方。
And he's so willing to humble himself for us.
他愿意谦卑他自己来服侍我们。
Look at how willing God is to serve.
我们来看一看神他的意念。
How quick he is to be gracious.
他是那么的充满的恩典。
And how willing he is to be generous.
他是那么愿意的去赐予我们。
My friends.
我们的朋友们。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们。
This is what God is like.
这就是神他是就是这样的。
Let us not forget the nature of God.
我们不要忘记神的属性。
You know, when all the bright lights, all the shiny glitter, you know, come to be after Christmas, let us not forget the nature of God. Right?
当我们感受到圣诞的所有的灯光璀璨，各种各样的礼物的色彩，我们不要忘了神他的属性。
Secondly,
第二。
Yeah, you should not forget the nature of God, but secondly,
我们不能够去忘了神的属性，但是第二点，
How will you respond to this God?
我们如何的去回应神呢？
Who is significant, right?
他是很非常的尊严的。
That deserves all our praise and honor.
他能够应该得到所有的赞美和荣耀。
But yet he works so humbly here on earth.
但是他却如此的卑微的在这个世上去工作。
How will we respond to what he's done?
我们要如何的去回应他所做的呢？
See, the angel said this.
天使如此说。
The angel said, "Glory to God in heaven, the highest."
他说，在那个荣耀归于至高的神。
And on earth, peace to those whom his favor rests.
在地上平安属于他所喜爱的人。
As we journey towards Christmas.
在我们要去那个在那个接近圣诞的时候。
Let us be reminded of God's nature.
让我们能够去再一次的思想神的他的属性。
And respond to what he has done for us through Jesus.
能够回应他 通过耶稣给我们的这种的恩典。
Something for you to think about.
我们能够去思想。
Do you need to consider for yourself the nature of God this morning?
你有没有去思想神的属性呢？你自己有没有去思考呢？
Do you need to reconsider what God has done, who He is?
你要不要再次去思想神对我们所做的事情呢？
Maybe you don't know that.
Maybe 你可能你还不
Or
你不明白。
Maybe you have not paid much attention to.
或者你还没有真正的去注意到。
Maybe you know, but you're taking it for granted.
或者你已经知道，但你把它当成理所当然的。
But may the nature of God be a fresh reminder to you of who He is.
愿神的属性能够成为一个新鲜的一个的提醒。
And may we learn to respond to what He's done for us.
让我们能够学习，我们能够去回应他为我们所做的。
And for many of you, maybe the very first time you're doing that.
在你们的当中，可能很多人你们是第一次的去接触到这些。
For others of us,
但对于其他人来说
，Are we willing to make a declaration of who He is?
我们愿意去向世人去声明他是谁。
And what He's done for those around us.
他为我们所有的人，在我们周围所有的人所做的一切。
Guys, like our sermon title says this morning.
就像我们今天的这个的讲到的那个题目一样。
He is here.
他来了。
Jesus is here.
耶稣已经来了。
You know, what is our response?
我们的回应是什么呢？
He is here.
他就在我们当中。
Are we going to make Him known?
我们如何的去令的所有的人都能够知道他呢？
Are we going to consider His nature and what He's done for us.
我们去思考神的属性和他对我们所做的一切。
See, for our 11 brothers and sisters that's going to be baptized soon.
今天我们对着这十一位要受敬礼的弟兄姐妹。
They're making a bold declaration to make Jesus known this morning.
他们今天要去用一个很公开的一个的声明去让世人也了解耶稣。
By publicly declaring that they're dead to the old self and made new in Jesus.
在世人的面前去声明他们自己是属于神的，让这个其他人都知道。
Because they understand the nature of God.
因为他们明白神是谁。
And what He's humbly done through Jesus.
他如何借着耶稣基督卑微地向我们去显明。
For the rest of us.
对于其他我们的我们。
We may be here to observe what they're going to do soon.
我们在这边，我们再去要去看他们愿意去表明的。
That's great.
非常好这一点。
But let's take it a step further.
但我们进一步的去做。
May we equally,
让我们也同样的
you know, have the same fervor deep down inside.
让我们内心也有同样的火热。
To make Him known.
去将这件事情表明
to tell the world
去向全世界去表明
that Jesus is here
告诉全世界说耶稣来了
Amen
Amen
Let us pray
让我们一起祷告
Father, thank you for your word
天父我们谢谢你的话语
Thank you for who you are
谢谢你是谁
That you're gracious, you're generous
因为
You're willing to serve
因为你蛮有恩典怜悯你和并去为我们去服侍我们
And you took it through Jesus
你通过耶稣基督
Who willingly died on the cross
谁耶稣基督那个愿在十字架上去舍命
So that we can be made right with you God
以至于我们能够与你和好
As we journey towards Christmas
当我们能够去要去庆祝圣诞的日子
May who you are, your nature,
愿于你神你的属性
what you've humbly done through Jesus,
通过你卑微的那个的行为
resonate in and out of through our life to minister to this world.
在我们的生命里面产生共鸣，让我们能够去侍奉这个世界。
In the strong name of Jesus, we pray.
在奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.